Sony is still trying to determine how hackers broke into its networks 2 weeks ago. They had access, apparently, to personal information from about 100 million customer accounts, people who play games using the company's PlayStation and its online gaming system. Many of those gamers are angry with the way Sony is handling the breach. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
John King is a student at the University of Maryland. He lives in a shared house where clothes are strewn about and a Sony PlayStation 3 gaming console occupies a prominent spot. But right now, when he and a friend, Nathan DeSelms, try to play the popular online game Battlefield 1943, all they get is the welcome screen.
This is the game that my roommates and I would, like, play all the time. It's a lot of fun. But, yeah, this game is useless.
Sony shut down its PlayStation 3 network following the hacker attack, and it remains down. Its PC online gaming network is shut down, too.
I play video games more than I watch TV. Can you imagine if there was no television for 2 weeks? You would be outraged. Like, if Comcast was just no TV for 2 weeks and then lost all your information, how, like, furious people would be.
Indeed, many Sony customers are furious. They can't play their games or use their console to download movies or surf the internet like they used to. Moreover, they know that some of their personal information is likely to be in the hands of cyber thieves. Hackers stole information from 77 million PlayStation accounts and information from nearly 25 million account holders using Sony's online gaming service for PCs.
We know that these two separate networks, Sony Online Entertainment and PlayStation Network, both stored two types of data.
Brian Crescenti, the editor-in-chief of Kotaku, a popular gaming site and blog, says some of the information was the stuff you might provide when filling out any online account.
So that would include things like your username and your password for your username. And then it might include things like your name, your address, sort of identifying information.
But he continues, the thieves also got some financial information.
Some people, not everybody, had connected to these networks their credit card information or their bank information so that they could purchase items or pay subscriptions.
Sony has tried to downplay the loss of financial data, but at this point, the company itself may not know exactly what hackers got. Still, security experts say that even without credit or debit card numbers, sophisticated cyber thieves could do a lot of damage. Some privacy experts suggest that people may want to cancel credit cards linked to their Sony accounts, or at the very least, monitor financial statements for any unusual activity. Larry Poneman, an online privacy and internet security expert, says data theft is becoming increasingly common, but the attack on Sony was extraordinary.
I call it the mother of all data breaches. Number one, just the sheer size.
Number two, he says, is cost. Sony will likely pay dearly to fix its security weaknesses, defend itself in court, and restore its reputation. Gamers like University of Maryland student Nathan DeSelms are already rethinking what they'll buy next.
This is definitely going to affect my decision of what I play in the future. This looks terrible for PlayStation and Sony, so it's definitely going to affect my decision of what I buy.
Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.